As the anniversary of last year's terrorist attacks draws near, Morning Edition is presenting the reflections of commentators from around the world. Saudi journalist Khalid Al-Mayina wonders if the friendship between Saudi Arabia and the United States can survive the revelations that followed September 11th, that most of the hijackers were Saudi, and that Al-Qaeda had received funding from Saudi sources.
September the 11th is not a day my wife and I will forget. We happened to be in Boston and watched the television with incredulous horror as the second plane flew into the World Trade Center. The terrible and inexcusable acts committed on that day should serve as a warning to the world that the scourge of terrorism must be eliminated. I do not believe that any grievance, injustice, or oppression can justify the murder of innocent people. The terrorists profess Islam, but it's not a belief that any recognized Islamic scholar or Muslim would accept. Islam itself is not at fault and should not be blamed. There is no doubt that the 60-year-old historic ties between Saudi Arabia and the United States have been dealt a severe blow. There is now misunderstanding, suspicion, and a sense of aggrievement on both sides. The Americans are concerned because 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis, so are the Saudis. September the 11th horrified them and opened their eyes as much as it did the Americans. Saudis are now keeping a close watch on their young and are monitoring their activities. The authorities are also maintaining a strict watch on some imams in mosques and any literature that they distribute. The Saudi government has taken steps to keep a closer eye on financial transactions that may have questionable destinations. Meanwhile, the Saudis are hurt that they're being condemned for the actions of terrorists and for the action of Osama bin Laden, even though he had been stripped of his citizenship. Finger-pointing, hate crimes, deporting individuals and freezing the accounts of charities without offering any proof of terrorist connections did not serve any purpose. It did, however, help establish bin Laden's aims of creating a wedge between the Muslim world and America. A U.S.-Saudi rupture would not augur well for peace in the Middle East or elsewhere. The key to tolerance lies in education and the media. But the American media has demonized Saudis and Muslims. American and Saudi educators should meet to chalk out a syllabus that will focus on points of convergence between our peoples. The American people have shown themselves over and over to be among the kindest and most generous in the world. We who are not American, along with many who are, do not want to see this change. As America remembers September the 11th, we add our prayers. And we, the descendants of Adam, Moses, Abraham, Jesus, and Muhammad, share their grief and will act with them to prevent any future tragedy.
The comments of Khalid Al-Mayina, editor-in-chief of the Arab News, an English-language newspaper in Saudi Arabia.